Hi again, this is my third boo of today. I'm currently sat on Jodie's bedroom floor, surrounded by boxes, wardrobes, bits of wardrobes. 18 what?
18 footballs.
Oh, you're very funny. You're just showing off. That was Jodie, by the way, for anyone who hasn't heard her voice before. We've not encountered too many problems apart from Jodie's going to have to sleep on a mattress for the foreseeable because the base of her bed will not come up the stairs. So I think we're going to end up giving that to a charity shop if they want it, and getting Jodie probably a slatted bed that can be put together in a room and taken to bits if we ever need to move it again. The only other problem is that the aerial doesn't appear to be working, so we're going to have to get in touch with the letting agent to get her electrician to come out and sort that. There either isn't one or it's faulty. So yeah, they're the two hitches at the moment, but we've got the beds made up, so at least we're somewhere to sleep tonight. We've got the kettle in the kitchen. We went to the chippy for tea, because we just couldn't, you know, there's so many boxes to unpack. But we're getting there slowly, but we've to put wardrobes together. We had to take one of Jodie's bookcases, a 6-foot bookcase, to bits to get it up the stairs because it just wouldn't go. The letting agency, the removal guys, they're just called the removal company, and they're based in Newton Abbott, were brilliant. Really, really helpful, really, really friendly chaps. So I was, you know, well chuffed with them, and it, you know, none of this is the fact we can't get Jodie's bed up the stairs was not their fault. They tried everything. They even said they'd take the window out in Jodie's bedroom to bring it up through the window, but when they measured it, the window was just a couple of inches too narrow, so that was a no-go as well. So anyway, but we're here, and it's where we want to be in Tynmouth, but I think we're all a bit knackered, so I don't think we'll be doing too much more tonight, and we shall carry on tomorrow. But I just thought I'd let you know that we were in and sort of settled. Anyway, I hope you're all having a good evening, and I don't envy Justine and Sam, Pink 1971 and Dreamcatcher SJE, going through this in about 10 days' time. So if you're listening, girls, good luck, and I hope you don't get any hiccups. Anyway, I hope you're all having a good evening, as I say, and I shall no doubt boo again soon. Bye.